Yerushalmi Shvi'is corresponding to Bavli Chulin Daf Chof Tes. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis at the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek Klal Gadol Amu. Klal Gadol Amu b'Shvi'is Kahal Miyuchad Le'Oichel Adam Ein Oisim Menu Melugma LaAdam Ve'in Tzarech Loim LeBehema V'Chol She'en Miyuchad Le'Oichel Adam Oisim Menu Melugma LaAdam V'Loi LeBehema. A general rule was said about Shvi'is produce: anything that's specifically meant for human consumption, one may not make a bandage from it for a human, and certainly not for an animal. Anything that is not specifically meant for human consumption, one may make a bandage from it for a human, but not for an animal. Anything that's not meant specifically for human or animal consumption, if you plan that it should be for human or animal consumption, they give astringency of both. If you plan to use it as firewood, it's like firewood. Examples of this are savory, hyssop, and thyme. The Gemara says, "Klal gadol chulei, Rabbi Bun, Barchia, Bai, Kaim, Rebzeira, Oichle Adam, Oichle Behema, Hayu, Beparsha, Ma, Chamis, Meima, Oichle Adam, Ein Ois Mehem, Lugma, Oichle Behema, Ois Mehem, Lugma." And the Gemara asked the question, Bun, Barchia, asked Rebzeira, that we said the general rule in the Mishnah, now animal food was mentioned in the Torah together with human food as having the sanctity of Shvi'is. So why may only human food not be used for human's bandage, but animal food may be used? Amalei, Rabbi Zeira answered him, from the Pasuk in Vayikra, Chofei, Pasuk Vav, Vaisa, Shabbos Ha'aretz, Lachem, Lo'achla, Miet, Ma Miet, Oichle Adam, Ein Oisim Mahem, Melugma. The Pasuk says, and the produce of the Shabbos of the land shall be yours to eat for you. This is an exclusion that human food may not be used to make a bandage. Umiyat Oichle Behema, why not also expound that animal food may not be used? Amar Rebun Bachia, Kalmadash, Yata Doiresh, Veshoibe, Medrash Rishoin, Ein Ze Medrash. Rebun Bachia answered that you may not explain a pasuk in a way that contradicts another pasuk's explanation. Since you've already used that pasuk to teach that there's only a prohibition to use human food for a bandage, this explanation would contradict that. Reb Yosi Le'amar Kein, Ela V'haisa Shabbos Ha'aretz, Lachem Lo'achla, Miyot Lecha, Ola Abdecha, Ola Masecha, Miyot Acha Miyot, L'Rabois, Oichle Adam, She'en Oisin Melugma. Reb Yosi disagreed with Zeri, he says that the Pasuk says, over there in Pasuk Vav, and the produce of the Shabbos of the land shall be yours to eat for you, your slave and your maidservant. To eat excludes making a bandage, and for you, your slave and your maidservant, and all of its produce may be eaten, etc., may be eaten as another exclusion, and the rule is that two consecutive exclusions come to include and teach that one may not make a bandage from human food. So the question then returns, why not also include animal food? The answer is, as Rabbi Bun Bachia said, that you may not explain a pasuk in a way that contradicts another pasuk's explanation. Amr Rabbi Matanya, Kesher Mieta, Mietza, Oichle Adam, Mietza, Oshi Ribsa, Oichle Behema, Ribisa. Rabbi Tanya said that rather the Torah comes to permit a bandage, when it made an exclusion, it did so for human food, and when it made an exclusion, it did so for animal food. Oichle Behema, Maula, Sois Mehem, Tzavuim, La Adam. The Gemara asked, may one make dyes for humans using animal food? Ma, im Oichle Adam, Shein Oisim Mehem, Melugma, La Adam, Oisim Mehem, Tzavuim, La Adam, Oichle Behema, She Oisim Mehem, Melugma, La Adam, La Koshigan, She Oisim Mehem, Tzavuim, La Adam. The Gemara answers, if human food that may not be used for a bandage may be used for dye for humans, animal food that may be used for a bandage may certainly be used to make dye for humans. Minim lugmiois, mahu lasois mehem tzuvim la'adam. The Gemara asks, grasses used for medicinal purposes, may they be used to make dyes for humans? Ma imoich li'adam shein oisim mehem melugma la'adam, ois mehem tzuvim la'adam. Minim lugmiois, she oisim mehem melumugel la'adam, lo kol sheken sheyase mehem tzuvim la'adam. And the Gemara answers, if human food that may not be used for a bandage may be used for dyes for humans, grasses that may be used for a bandage may certainly be used to make dye for humans. These questions weren't necessary, however, another question must be asked, which is, may one use human food to make dye for animals? The Gemara answers, just as you said that human food that may not be used to a bandage may be used to make dye for humans, so too animal food that may not be used to make a bandage for an animal should be permitted to use for dye for an animal. And the Yosef rejects this. He says, no, animal food cannot be compared to human food. Why may human food be used for dye for humans? Because dyes of humans retain the sanctity of Shvi'is, since they're considered an important use for man, which is not the case with animal food. Nicha chomei adam v'chomei behema. The Gemara says, now the Mishnah taught that anything that is not meant specifically for human or animal consumption, if you plan that it should be used for human or animal consumption, they give it the stringency of both. Now, stringency of human food is understood that it may not be used to a bandage. But what's the stringency in animal food over human food? And the Gemara answers, she'asa l'shalkan, that once he decides to use them as animal food, he may not boil them if they are eaten raw. Tani ha'meicha, meicha la'ichlim, v'alekech lekech la'itzim, la'akom emenu ha'meicha, meicha la'ichlim, la'ichlim, v'alekech lekech la'ichlim, v'chishav aleim, la'itzim, lo'i hakol memenu. The Brisa says, if the seller was selling them to be eaten and the buyer bought them as firewood, the thoughts of the buyer are irrelevant. And certainly, if the seller sold them as food and the buyer also bought them as food and then decided to use them as firewood, the buyer's thoughts are irrelevant. If the seller sold them for firewood and the buyer bought them as food and then decided to use them as firewood, what will be the law? Man and Kaiman, im kashin osan lai ma'ois v'achakach moshach, demei eitzim nosan lai, im mishin moshach v'achakach nosan lai ma'ois, what's the case? If the buyer first gave the money intending to use them as food and then decided to use them as firewood and then took them, he gave the seller payment without the sanctity of Shvi'is since the acquisition only happened at the time when he took them. If the buyer first took them intending to use them as food and decided to use them as firewood and then paid the money, he gave the seller payment for food with the sanctity of Shvi'is. Elekian Kaiman, Bishanosan Lai Mois V'chakach Moshach, rather, he gave the money intending to use them as food and decided to use them as firewood and then took them, and depends on a disagreement between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Adat Rabbi Yochanan, du ama, should say hamois koinois dvatoira, de me oichlim nosen loi, adat Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, du ama, it should say ein amois koinim dvatoira, de me eitzim nosen loi. According to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that on a Torah level the money makes the acquisition, he gave him payment for food. According to Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, who says that on a Torah level the money does not make the acquisition, he gave him payment for firewood. And the Gemara asks, if the seller wished to sell them for firewood as he didn't want to receive Shvi'is money, but the buyer would only buy them as food, there's no sale as they didn't come to an agreement. If they later made the deal without specifying their intended use, what would be the status now of the produce? If you say Yeva Kahado Imamicha Toivel Lekech Yasu Kadiva Lekech Mlekech Toivel Lamicha Yasu Kadiva Mecha Vacha Kane. And the Gemara answers from a Brisa, if a buyer and seller didn't agree on a price and they later made the transaction without mentioning the price, if it was the seller that approached the buyer to close the deal, we follow the price that was originally set by the buyer, as we can assume that the seller acquiesced. If the buyer approached the seller, we follow the price of the seller, and the same rules should apply here.